dining couch. Only the leader provided a pillow on which to lean and to rest. When the rest of the female connect, when it's in the minor in the box.
Thank you very much, sir. Oh, dear. Translated as the wise, the clever, the intelligent, and the mature child. The rasha, not wicked in the sense of an evil doer, but rebellious, scornful, stubborn, contemptuous, who does not inquire and is irrelevant and defiant. The tam, the dull, simple, immature child. The she'enu, yodia lishol, the child not yet capable of inquiring. The Torah speaks of four types of children, one who is wise, one who is rebellious, one who is simple, and one who does not know how to ask. Len, would you continue reading, telling us about the wise son, the rebellious son, the simple son, and the one who does not know how to ask?
These are good for kids.
Oh, all right. What's your name?
Joanne.
Joanne, would you read us about the wise son?
It's on page 12.
Page 12.
Remind me to smack you when we get home.
But you were dying to read it. Oh, I kept saying, don't forget that.
No, I mean, you missed the spot I wanted you not to forget.
What the hell?
I'm sorry, good.
Page 2.
The wise son asked, what is the meaning of the Lord's regulation?
You can skip the parentheses.
To hear himself
gain
all the laws of the Passover, even to the last detail, that nothing may be eaten and no entertainment or them.
Maintains that this interpretation was given in the 3rd century BCE when Syria, typified by Laban, and Egypt, typified by Pharaoh, were rivals for the control of Palestine, then ruled by the Egyptian Ptolemies. Since the Haggadah is not favorable to Egypt, this Midrash, I know that's wrong, was introduced as a gesture of goodwill for the Egyptians, with whom the Jews of Palestine desire to live on friendly terms.
All right.
Judy,
Judy, turn to page 26. Where are you at?
I
will work backwards. Turn to page. Gee, you're a stickler. All the fun. Judy, will you read on page 26?
Well, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What is the meaning of the game? Zion shot, guys. Zion shot.
Not Lizon. The Zion shot.
Lizon shot.
Now, the other guy's part is shot.
Second for Bob shot. Judy, page 26. What is the meaning? Begin.
26.
Page 26.
All that is silent reading?
Yes, all the rest is silent. Go ahead.
What is the meaning of the
Paschal
lamb, which our forefathers used to eat at the time of the temple of Israel
and Christians? The Paschal lamb is to remind us of the Holy One, praised be He, passed over the houses of our forefather in Egypt, as it is written in the Bible, you shall say that it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover. For he passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians but spared our houses. The people bowed their heads and worshiped. Merido, would you continue reading at that point?
Shall have maintained that because the Egyptians worshipped the land, that animal was deliberately chosen to be sacrificed for Passover to emphasize the fact that the Israelites rejected the worship of animals. Before the destruction of the temple, a lamb offered as a sacrifice was roasted and eaten at the Seder. Later, when animal sacrifices were abolished, other meat was substituted. However, the meat served at the Seder was not to be roasted in an open flame because the lamb of the Paschal sacrifice had been roasted. It is significant that the first ordinance of the Jewish religion concerns a family festival to celebrate the birth of freedom. They shall take every man a lamb according to their father's house, a lamb for each household. What an impressive sight it must have been when from all parts of the land people gathered in Jerusalem and the head of each household brought a lamb to observe Passover with his family. Just as in the past, the Seder in our day is the family festival par excellence, for it brings together members of families and friends from near and far. May this Seder each year be a means of drawing us ever closer to our family and friends, and may it help to keep each Jewish home a miniature sanctuary where God's Spirit shall dwell and where reverence, love, and peace shall prevail.
Danny Tilson, do you have a Haggadah?
Yeah.
Page 27, see if you can read the sentence at the top of the page. Right there. Is to remind us that before the dough which our forefathers prepared for bread had time to ferment, the Supreme King of Kings, the Holy One, praise be He, revealed Himself to them and redeemed them. We read in the Bible, they baked matzah of the unleavened dough which they brought out of Egypt, for it had not leavened because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not linger, nor had they prepared any food for the journey. Jim, would you continue on page 27, where I left off? Our sages begin.
Our sages found an ethical significance in the command, you shall observe the feast of matzah. By changing the vowel, the word matzah becomes mitzvah. You shall observe the mitzvah, commandments of the Torah. Good deeds and ritual are combined in Judaism. Just as one should not allow the matzah to sour due to any delay in baking, so one should not permit a mitzvah to sour by postponing its performance. Leaven is a symbol of evil and selfishness. Just as we search and remove the leaven from the home, so should we search our hearts to rid ourselves of all that degrades and debases. Since the enslavement of the Israelites preceded their emancipation, one would expect the explanation of the maror, the symbol of bondage, to precede the explanation of the matzah, which reminds us of freedom. The reverse is the case, as if to indicate that there may be a tendency on the part of the enslaved to finally to accept their condition of servitude and do nothing about it. One who has always been a slave does not understand freedom or its privileges and responsibilities. That is why the explanation of the matzah, a reminder of freedom, is first emphasized. Only those who have experienced freedom can know the bitterness of oppression. It is therefore the duty of those who have attained freedom to work increasingly for the liberation of all who are still oppressed.
That's my favorite part. We'll read the last sentence over, Shirley, because you like it so well. How about that? Read it loud.
Therefore, the duty of those who have attained freedom to work unceasingly for the liberation of all who are still oppressed.
That's a wonderful phrase. Ellen, would you read the sentence on the top of page 28? Well, Andy, can you read it? Andy, can you read the sentence on the top of page
28?
28, Andy.
What is the meaning of the
herb that we eat? Wonderful. The maror, which is bitter herbs, is to remind us that the Egyptians embittered the lives of our forefathers in Egypt. As the Bible explains, they made their lives bitter with hard labor, with mortar and brick, and with every kind of work in the field. All the labor which the Egyptians forced upon them was harsh. Michael, would you continue? I'm on page 33. Would everybody forget? I'd like to pass around to everybody a piece of this matzah.
Oh, okay, we got that.
Take a piece of the top matzah and pass it around.
Make sure that everybody gets
it. If you ate the top, then you'll have to take that a second.
Sure. It's got to be the top of the line
shut.
No, line shut.
I'm a late here. I'm not a change.
Has everybody got a piece of the upper
No.
Yeah.
Can I help you?
No, we got it.
We're going to
Great. Len, read. You want to read? Read what you
oh,
just said.
Oh, is that what you're talking about? I look, I told you, no, you know, Hail Melchalem, I'm Mutsi, let them know what it is. Praise be thou, O Lord, our God, King of the universe.
Listen.
Who has sanctified us by thy commandments. And enjoying us the midst of watching there. That's the wrong one.
33.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're in March. We said
down below.
Praise be thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe.
Remove the whole contract.
Praise be thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us by thy commandment and enjoined upon us the mitzvah of eating unleavened bread.
I read
preferably with butter and salt.
Go ahead, read the next part.
The matzah is salted as a reminder that all sacrifices brought into the temple were salted before they were being burned on the altar. We are obliged to eat matzah at the Seder only. We are not obliged to eat it at other times during the Passover festival. But we are to abstain from eating chametz. Matzah, the bread of poverty, is also vested with an ethical significance. Leaven is the symbol of Yetzer Hara, the evil impulse. Matzah, the symbol of purity, represents freedom derived from obedience to the Yetzer HaTov, the good inclination.
The bitter, who can read this about me?
Sherry can read it.
Sherry, can you read on top of page 34? Sherry, would you read the top page 34? Here are some bitter herbs.
No, please.
No, that's all right. Sherry, just read on top page 34.
This is important, Sherry.
It's important. Very important. Go ahead.
This is a highlight.
A highlight. Go ahead. Everybody, quiet.
The bitter herbs of which we shall partake are a reminder of the bitterness that Israelites experienced in
Sorry, go ahead.
Into which the bitter herbs are here, symbolizing the mortar, and the brick which our forefathers were forced to construct cities and treasure homes from Pharaoh. Life is bittersweet, the sweet and the pleasant taste of the harosis impresses upon us that no matter how bitter and dark the present appears, we can hopefully look forward to better days.
Everybody listen to this. Read it loud and clear, sorry.
Sweet Ebbing, one of the words.
Go ahead.
Sweet Ebbing uses of adversity.
Right.
Adversity.
Very good.
Since marrow is a symbol of bondage, we do not recline while eating.
Very good. All right, now would everybody here, we're going to make some sandwiches with little pieces of matzo with some sweets between it. And everybody here has to have one in their hand. With some plaster between it, pardon me. With some would a couple of you start making those sandwiches and passing them on so everybody has a sandwich? And don't eat the sandwich till we give you the word. Go. Somebody making these and passing them on to the
children?
Hey, Dick, what did your class say when you threw me at it? Slavery and the joy of freedom. In time of freedom, we must not forget the bitterness of slavery. In time of oppression, we must keep alive the hope of freedom. That is why Hillel's practice of eating matzah and maror together has an important message for us today. I don't think anybody heard me. Michael, shout it out. Read it again to the sage Hillel. Read it again. Loud, clear.
Matzah and maror together was not a trivial matter. To him, slavery and freedom were merged in one historical event. The bread of poverty became the bread of freedom and should be taken together with the bitter
maror.
So that one should know the bitterness of slavery and the joy of freedom. In time of freedom, we must not forget the bitterness of slavery. In time of oppression, we must keep alive the hope of freedom. That is why Hillel's practice of eating matzah and maror together has such an important message for us today.
Everybody, eat your sandwich.
I'm with you, kids. I was celebrating too soon. Oops!
Now that we have completed the first part of the Haggadah, we are ready for the Passover meal.
How about Diana?
We did for
that. The temple of the ghost of lamb was eaten at the page, and the sucker of the lamb is now stood. Another in the pool of the meal of the ghost and open fire.
Everybody pick a piece of the egg.
My mouth.
Do horseradish.
I know.
Not the new one. What was that?
What else?
It seems to have been a drunkard, according to that.
That's right. I always say, regarding this wine, but for this wine, I would be a drunkard.
You know the difference between a drunkard and an alcoholic, don't you? What's the alcoholic goes to me. I don't think Archie would appreciate that.
Oh, God. Great song.
But I tell him, I won't consider him a man until he learns how to drive. But I tell him whenever I see him.
Yeah.
He doesn't drive a car.
I know.
He's a great traffic toy judge. He's been a traffic toy for years. He doesn't know how to drive a car. I tell him, it can only happen in America.
Why?
Have a cool
we're getting some money.
That's
Not my fault.
talked at all the time. Sit down. Well, you see, one day when I was walking in the plain, I came upon a burning bush. But the bush wasn't burning. It was just sitting there flaming.
I see lots of burning bushes.
No, that one was different. Then I heard a voice. And I was wondering what the voice
Who was it? Who was it?
Thought. And then all of a sudden, somebody must have heard my thought. And then, what answered?
Who was that?
Of course. God. And then, he told me to do this. And he said that this was all going to turn out just fine. Now you were going to get free because the natural was going to have his daughter killed.
Yeah.
And so naturally, you get free.
Wow.
And the beast was going to have the beast will come and then they'll go right away. They'll be just like you were even there.
But
then
when they kill him, it's so they bring him back
naturally.
Here too.
Will it be dark when the dark spell comes? Not on you, but on everyone else, yeah.
Oh,
then. So, there's nothing to
worry about.
Come on, let's go. I didn't get that.
Oh, yeah. That's why.